pick this back up again.
Oh.
All right. It's Thursday, the 14th. We heard Governor Walz last night. We're going to start loosening and turning the dials of restrictions back.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Nick?
Gosh. Well, it feels like we've been in this quarantine for, I don't even know what day it is. What day? I don't even know.
I think we're very close to 2 months. Eight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're very close to that mark.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What do we, you know, what's going to change? I don't know. You know, it's obviously certain things that are, you know, it doesn't sound like restaurants and hair salons and things like that are going to be quite opened up. It sounds like what I think June 1st is like the date that he gave for that.
Yep. Yep.
And hopefully that happens. You know, that would be nice. I myself need a haircut badly. And I don't have much hair, but I need a haircut. I can tell you that much. So
yeah,
that day.
I'm on my second beard trimmer haircut given to me by my wife.
Yeah, I gotta cut my beard off. But no, I mean, in regards to, you know, the real estate world, I still think we're gonna still have a little bit of a waiting period. I mean, we had our team meeting today, and you know, there are some things that are moving again, which is good, but
I know hotel occupancy, at least in our area, is back up due to clinics starting to do elective surgeries again. So some of the hotel occupancies have bumped up.
Yeah. It is. And, I mean, that's a good thing. And I know that's not everywhere for like the hotel industry.
No, that's kind of localized to our market.
Yeah. Rochester's kind of an interesting place, as we all know. And I think the same thing goes with like the real estate stuff as well. Cause you know, like we heard today, there's a few deals that are getting done in our office, which is, I mean, that's really encouraging.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's still going to be interesting. I don't think we're there yet. We're still not there yet. People still don't know like what to do or, you know, exactly how to respond to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to, you know, I still think it's going to be that way. Right. You know, it's, like I said, you know, we still have those PPP loans and things like that are going to be helpful to people and businesses and things like that. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I think this is a positive step, obviously, in the right direction. But, you know, people also have to be comfortable with, you know, going out to businesses. You know, I think that's the other thing. And I don't know what the right answer is. I mean, Listen to the professionals is what I usually say, right? Listen to the professionals, listen to what they're telling you to do. And, you know, and all we can do is try to do what's best for us. You know, wash your hands, wear a mask.
Right.
You know, protect others, right?
Of course. All things we know and, you know, have talked about, you know, most of us are on the same page with that. I did want to ask you, do you have any inclinations of the long term? And when I say long term, I mean the next 1 to 5 years. Do you have any bold predictions for the real estate market as a whole? Or, I mean, if you're just going to throw something out there like, hey, I think this might happen just with, you know, any trends you see taking place for the next couple of years? Because I've heard a few things from some institutions about what might happen, but I want to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be interesting because, you know, reading articles and things about, you know, the feds and talking to banks about interest rates, right? Like they're still going to be really low. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that to me says, geez, you know, that would mean just from a financial standpoint, like, oh, you should, you know, you could purchase property, but you know, I don't know how the banks are going to respond to this. Right. Like,
how
are they going to respond to something like this where, I know a lot of banks have been working with their clients and deferring payments and things like that. And, you know, are the banks going to continue to lend as aggressively as they have? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to play into some things as well. Like how many deals are going to be able to get done because of financing? What are the requirements going to be now of banks? Because remember after the recession, you probably don't remember because you were probably a little kid, but I remember I was in college and I remember talking to my dad and there's all sorts of new things that, you know, the banks were requiring after the recession just in order to kind of prevent what had happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like the banking system, we're not quite in that position, right? I don't think there's going to be like this complete like meltdown, because they had things in place, which was a really smart thing to do, because they didn't want a repeat of 2008, 2009, whatever. But it'll still be interesting, because they're going to still have certain, I believe, certain restrictions in place,
mm-hmm.
because this is a interesting time again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we know that this thing, this virus is going to be around, what, you know, the health experts are telling us, it's going to be here for, you know, another 18 to 24 months, right? Like, they know that it's not going to go away.
Right. It's just, how is that, just it being around, how much of an impact is it going to have on
right.
us going to the future? That's the unknown, I think. Is,
right.
Yeah, we know it's going to be around. I mean, there's some disagreement as to the severity to, you know, the average person. Obviously, the severity to people at risk is high, but to, you right. know, moderately healthy and healthy people, what is the, you know, I think that's where the, you know, the information isn't all the way in yet. People don't really know, right. you know.
Yeah.
Or they think they know. There's disagreement in that area, which causes, you know, mixed feelings about it. But
yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, when purchasing real estate, you know, the same things apply, right? You got to make sure that it's the right deal. It works for, I mean, you really have to work together as a team to get deals done. It doesn't matter when or what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. The buyer and the seller, the whole idea is it's got to work for everybody. And if it doesn't, well, you're not going to get a deal done. So,
right. Do you see? Like,
yeah.
I was just going to say, like, so since yesterday, I'm already, as of today, working on two different leases as of things are opening up for like retail and office space. I've already seen, you know, people that were talking to me before get back to me already, and they want me writing stuff and doing stuff. So I've seen a pretty positive response even from last night.
That's good. And I think I have too. There like inquiries and people just kind of saying, okay, well, you know, just a general interest again, just kind of mm-hmm. getting engaged on things.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's, I mean, once again, that's a move in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't feel like people are going to respond quickly to things, but in our business, we're used to that, right? We're
right.
used to things taking a year to get done. I mean,
absolutely.
That's not an abnormal thing. And I think too, it's like, I don't know, like I said, with the banking and in attorneys, like your whole real estate team that you put together, like things might move a little bit more slowly than we're used to.
Right.
Just because, you know, like, right. I don't know, people so, might not be in their offices as much or whatever it might be. I don't know. Right.
I had a thought.
You didn't have the manpower.
Right.
You have
I had a thought I want to run by you. So what I've noticed with office type buildings is, you know, there's offices that are split up into very large sections of cubicles. Like someone would usually take like this large section. And then there's other office buildings, typically smaller ones, where it's different suites and they're really cut up, you know, for smaller businesses. Do you think the nature of COVID and people being, you know, large gathering places being less desirable and smaller gathering places be more desirable, do you think we're going to see a response in rates or demand for like smaller office suites, or companies will spread themselves out more? Do you think that could be something?
That could be something. I mean, that's interesting. You know, talking about the office stuff, I know that I don't remember, maybe it was two times ago when we talked about maybe, you know, seeing a decrease in office space because just how people are responding to this and liking it. But
right.
there was another article that I saw that like actually talked about like people having the need for more office space after all this is said and done. And I think that's actually
why. Well, teachers, I think bumped into teachers, and then, yeah, I think smaller, you know, denominations, if you will, of office space. I don't know.
It's interesting. And you know how we went towards this, like, it's just so crazy how we went towards this like co-working kind of a thing, right? Where I know I have a buddy who lives in Chicago, and he told me about how at his place of work, like sometimes like people oftentimes will just have like a big, huge table set up, right? And you just sit down and you could be sitting next to, you know, you're sitting right next to someone else.
Right. Co-working spaces. Yeah. That was a big trend.
Feel. And it's like, ooh, now we
that's
have like
that's the worst.
Like we have these restrictions again, and it's like, okay, back to, you know,
cubicles back to from the 90s
set up. Like, it's just weird. Like,
back to the 90s.
Really, yeah, it's just really funny. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, is that going to happen again where we're going to have to, you know, redesign our office spaces to make sure that we have the proper, you know, distance and all that? It's just, it's so funny. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just crazy, and how we respond to this is, you know, there's going to be some really unique things happening, I'm sure. And, you know, I think the way that, once again, to go back, I mean, like we said, the way that people do business, you know, even thinking about it from like a retailer standpoint, I know we've talked about in our office about, I remember going to an ICSC conference like 3 years ago, and they talked about how like retailers were starting to do a smaller footprint and like how that's going to affect things. And I think we're going to like continue to see that, but now we're even going to, I think people have learned like through this as well as how we can provide more with less. And, and, you know, like even restaurants, think about restaurants, right? Like those, I know they're really hard hit right now, but I think people are figuring out ways to like make things work. And they're probably saying, geez, you know, if they've been able to survive and make it through all these really hard times, and maybe business, you know, it obviously,
well, think of the delivery. I just think of the deliveries. Could be,
but think about that. Like a business is saying, geez, you know, we did, I hope, right? I hope that there's restaurants that have done extremely well, or, you know, I shouldn't say extremely well, but have done well enough where they've been they're able to weather the storm, but they might be looking at their own business and saying, oh my gosh, we don't necessarily need this
right
8,000, 5,000, 4,000 restaurant. Like all the seating.
All we need is a kitchen and a pickup for the DoorDash.
You got it. And like, it's so interesting. It's going to be really crazy to kind of see how that comes into play as well.
Totally.
Because if people, yeah.
Go ahead. No, cool. I was just going to say, like, I could see a new company being born, like a new restaurant. And their whole concept is you never see anybody, but the food that shows up is always great. And that business might only rent a commercial kitchen and the DoorDash people picking up and deliver it. But all their marketing is around delivering a quality product. And, you know, but it's just a different kind of restaurant model where it's only, and like we've seen pickup only restaurants before, but I mean, I just think of the marketing differences, the key differences that someone could differentiate themselves with now. You know, I could, my mind's already running down that path seeing, you know, a business that, like I said, only rents a kitchen, but maybe their box presentation's way better, you know, their quality, maybe they do something else to keep the food hot. You know, some of this has been around, but so I think it's going to come around in a new form. Yeah.
It's interesting because so it's like, are we going to see like just smaller footprints, right? Which means less labor, less expenses.
Cheaper, overhead.
Yep. If you're renting, cheaper rent, right? So like everything's going to be cheaper. Maybe you'll have, I don't know, 10 seats for people who, if they want to sit down and grab something, like, you know, fast casual has been such a big thing lately within the last like 3 to 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Like the fast casual restaurants have done so well. Yeah, I think this just proves that even more so. So it'll be interesting. Like I saw an article on Monday, I read an article about Caribou Coffee. And it's so crazy because like you look at certain companies like Mocha, right? Like they have like the drive up, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, like who would ever think like, you know, they're going to be able to survive. Well, I remember the first time I visited a Starbucks, this is crazy. I was in third grade and I was in Seattle, Washington, the birthplace. We had never heard of Starbucks, and Starbucks was just a very small company. And I went to the very first Starbucks and it's still there. And my aunt and uncle took me there, or my family there. I obviously didn't. I think I got a hot chocolate, but I was in third grade and it was literally like a shack. I'm not joking. Like you couldn't go inside. It was literally just a drive-thru. There's two.
Yeah.
That's all you could do. Well, Caribou now has come out with a new, it's called like a tiny store.
Yeah.
And it's like 600 square feet.
Yep.
And it's walk-up window and drive-thru.
Wow.
And it's like, man, like I can't imagine like the days of like, and maybe this is just because it's me, right? I love going to the coffee shop. Yeah. Like you will find me there almost every day. Like I love working from there. It's just, it's a great place to work. It's a, you know, I just like seeing people and I like that vibe, but like, I don't know. Is this the way that we're going to go. Like, people have now become very accustomed to takeout, delivery.
Mm-hmm. And it's like shopping online. If you thought shopping online was big before, this is 10x'd that. Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of crazy. I think it'll be really interesting and fun to watch that kind of evolution, specifically in the restaurant retail industry. You know, I think it's gonna be really cool. But yeah, Caribou Coffee, I mean, it's cool. Like, this concept it's cool. Like,
yeah. Well, I've seen, go ahead. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's just really, I don't know.
Yeah. I would say, so my parents were already in the online shopping space prior to all this. Mm-hmm. And they basically set up accounts for like an online Sam's Club or Costco. It's a membership website. You do a membership and you shop monthly and it's all online. And I'm telling you, they've seen a boost in their sales and their customers, like crazy percentage jumps, because people are just like, they just want it. And they were already in the space. You know, and it's just like, talk about being in the right place at the right time, you know, to see that, catch that pop.
No kidding. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah, I mean, our world is changing, you know, just like everybody else's, right? It's evolving. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be interesting to see what happens. I don't know. It's a good time to pay attention and, you know.
As new things rise, for me, as like, you know, investment mindset, I'm just like, okay, what kind of concepts are going to be coming up that I'm going to want to, you know, be a part of or help find space or maybe advise, you know, if you're going to build a new building, there might be some new, you know, features or architecture or trends that will lend themselves well to maybe some of the newer types of tenants or altered needs that we're going to see from tenants. You know, that's going to be something I'm going to keep an eye out for.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's a smart thing to do. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, but at the same time, it's going to be fun. I don't think anybody should necessarily.
We can make it fun, right?
Yeah.
Because with volatility and the unknown comes opportunities. Because there's going to be inefficiencies in the marketplace that are new. That how are we going to overcome these inefficiencies, or where, you know, they're there.
It's going to be interesting to see how certain companies kind of just change their business model, because I'm sure they're looking at that on a daily basis. They're looking at their data and they're analyzing things on a daily basis saying, oh my gosh, like, this works. Like, and I don't know, like, I don't know. I still think there's that place, right? Like, I was talking with someone this morning and they just can't wait to like get back to like going to a restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
Sitting down and like, so like, obviously that's still going to be
still there.
Like, mm-hmm. It's not going away, but, you know, it will be interesting to see. Cause I mean, I've gotten used to it. I've taken takeout.
Right. I think we will shift back over time. Yeah. Like, people will get more and more comfortable with seeing each other again, more and more comfortable with even shaking hands in the future. You know, I don't think that's never coming back. It'll come back, but it'll just be slow. And people, you know what, just like lots of other things the country's been through, you get one generation down and then everybody forgets, you know?
Yeah. I know another one of my buddies is like, election comes around, so I'll get forgotten. I was like, I don't know about that.
Maybe. I don't know. This is a big one. I think it'll take a little bit longer than that.
It will.
You know, it'll be at play in our society for a while, but it just, things slowly fade, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like we talk about all the time, right? Like, be safe. Don't be, you know, don't be throwing a house party. You know, keep your proper distance, wash your hands, right? Like, how many times have we been told, like, wash your hands? Like, I don't know. You know, hopefully we see, you know, things. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, you can have a house party, but it's 10 people or less. 10 people or less, then you won't break any rules. So you can have a small house party.
There we go, house party. And we can have then we can join other house parties via Zoom.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So, do you have any other thoughts you think you'd want to sign off with, or?
I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, it's just been a continuing just learning experience, I think, for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, I think our message to everybody out there has been consistent and pretty much the same. And honestly, I would say there's really no change to that, right? Like patience, it's got to make sense for if whether you're a buyer or a seller, you know, we're still in that, you know, I think people are still honestly trying to just figure things out.
Yeah.
And until we even get further, a little bit further down the road, you know, like we don't know how everybody's going to respond to this. Right. We don't know how the banks are going to deal with building owners and business owners and things like that moving forward once kind of things with the PPP and all the other stuff that has been available, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Be thinking about what you would like to do. But don't, like, I don't know. Panicking is never good for anybody. That's like the worst thing that you can do.
Which comes from fear, you know, fear leads to panic, and then panic leads to lots of bad things.
Right. I mean, that's not the right way to do things, but you know, review your property performances, talk with your real estate team, you know, your brokerage team, your attorney, your accountant, and make the best informed decision that you can. Right. I mean, that's what you have to do in any event. And talk to your, if you have tenants, talk to your tenants, like try to understand, like, you know, what's going on, because it's hard for them too. I mean, it's hard for everybody. And you know, talk, communicate. I mean, I think that's a really important thing, especially during these times. And just work together, right? Work together to get through this, because that's the only way we're going to do it. That's the only way we're going to do it, is that everybody plays ball and everybody works together.
Yep.
You know? And get excited. Get excited for what's to come, right? Yep. You got to have hope. We have to have hope. So, you know, be grateful for the day and have hope for the future.
I like it. Cool. Well, thanks, Nick. Thanks for, you know, meeting me online here, having a chit chat. And I think things are chugging along forward, and it's nice to hear your perspective on all that. And hopefully some other people can get some encouragement and perspective from that as well. No, so absolutely. Thank you.
Anytime, man. Thanks for yours too. It's always fun. I really enjoy doing this. We need to make sure that we continue doing this post COVID. So
I know it's a good time.
It is. It's awesome, man.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Hey, thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.